Kia ora, Talofa, Manele, Bula, and welcome to Season 9, Episode 10 of Breakfast Bites by TeVovoDigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica People's sports news on a sunny and bright Friday morning, 12 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of Anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Blue Continent. In rugby, no doubt Frank Lomani has his haters because of his brash style of play. Many keyboard warriors are crucifying him for his red card and now 6-week suspension. Lomani is a confidence player. Sure, he takes risks, but more often than not, he's a game breaker. Hang in there, Lomani, and come back stronger. In football, results from the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals first leg yesterday, Atletico Madrid beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1, and PSG went down to Barcelona 3-2. Earlier, Arsenal drew 2-2 with Bayern Munich, and Man City and Real Madrid drew 3-3. In sports biz, the saying in golf is, Tiger Woods doesn't move the TV needle. He is the needle. And so is Caitlin Clark. The so-called Caitlin Clark effect got bigger every game, breaking one TV record after another throughout 2023. Clark and Iowa's revenge win over LSU in the Elite Eight set a new all-time high for women's college basketball viewership with 12.3 million viewers. That record was smashed only 4 days later as Clark, in Iowa's Final Four win over UConn, pulled 14.2 million viewers. And in the final round, the final pulled a phenomenal 18.7 million viewers. There have been other sports stars who drove TV ratings before fading quickly, like Deion Sanders in Colorado last fall, or Jeremy Lin's Linsanity with the New York Knicks in 2012. So, the big question is, will Caitlin Clark supercharge the WNBA's viewership after becoming the certain number one pick at the WNBA's draft on 15 April? The WNBA averaged 505,000 viewers during the 2023 season, up 21% from the year before. The NFL set a new TV viewership record for any U.S. broadcast, with its latest Super Bowl bringing in an average of 123.4 million viewers. But outside of the NFL, Sunday's title game outperformed nearly all major sports telecasts from 2023. Among them, the Kentucky Derby at 14.4 million viewers, the Nuggets Heat NBA Finals Game 5 at 13.1 million, the Masters Final Round at 12.1 million TV viewers, MLB World Series at 11.5 million, plus the Daytona 500, US Netherlands Women's FIFA World Cup, US Open Tennis Women's Final, and the Stanley Cup. In rugby league, the Roosters have hung on for a hard-fought 22-20 win over the Knights after a thrilling finish in Newcastle last night. Kalen Ponga almost won it for his side at the death, but Roosters prop Terrell May came up with an incredible slips catch to stop a grubber on the final play. Ponga played through excruciating pain after suffering a hip flexor injury in the 18th minute that significantly restricted his movement. Finally at the Masters, rain and scattered thunderstorms has delayed the start of the 88th Masters at Augusta National overnight, with world number one Scotty Scheffler and second-ranked Rory McIlroy scheduled to tee off in a dream first-round pairing. Honoree starters Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson were due to get proceedings underway at 7:40 a.m., with the first group teeing off 20 minutes later. The bad weather is expected to last until about lunchtime, potentially causing havoc to the first round schedule. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo, ka kite. For TeVovoDigital.com, I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all, Tumas, for all your love and support.